The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as America gears up for its 250th birthday, Donald Trump has ensured that the celebrations will be very memorable. That is because he has allowed a huge UFC-style fighting cage, which has been nicknamed the Claw, to be built on the lawn of the White House in front of the entrance. And a fight is happening this Sunday to celebrate his birthday, his 80th birthday. And joining us now to tell us more is Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, you're very welcome. I've seen photos of the Claw. It looks, in my view, and it may not be your view, but it looks quite trashy to me in front of what is a beautiful sort of stately building. How are Americans responding and reacting to this?
Well, pretty much you might imagine it's the way you feel across political lines. I mean, a lot of people use the word that you just used, that this whole thing is trashy, that this is the White House, this is the people's house. And basically, for the president's 80th birthday, he's basically putting a huge bouncy castle on the lawn. But again, he's promoting it as, well, no, it's not about my birthday. It is about America 250, which isn't until July 4th. And it's also Flag Day. If you remember last year, he had the military parade also on June 14th, which is Flag Day. He used that as the excuse to have a parade on his birthday.
Okay, so, and will the Claw remain on the White House lawn until July 4th or beyond it?
No, pretty much we understand right now that it'll be taken down soon after the event. Now, Trump has said that he might keep it up, but we think that he's just trolling people. He brings the example of the Eiffel Tower in Paris up, that it was supposedly temporary, but it has stayed up. But no one believes that he's seriously going to do that.
Yeah, that it does sound like trolling to compare it to the Eiffel Tower. It's an interesting argument then that it's not really about his birthday. It's about the America 250. If it's not going to be up on America 250, it's only up for his birthday.
Yeah, I mean, again, the whole thing is, you know, everything about Donald Trump is ultimately about Donald Trump. Now, he's saying it's to celebrate America 250, but it's also to celebrate two things. One, basically his political style, which is a UFC style fighting going on. Also, you know, he was an early backer of UFC when it was, yeah, no pun intended, on the ropes. But it's also appealing to a specific demographic, and that is younger males, a demographic that probably helped him get elected back in 2024 when he won 56% of young men between the ages of 18 and 24.
Okay. And he is trying to court some popularity, isn't it? Because his popularity is on the wane currently. He is at a close to an all-time low, and both the Iran conflict and indeed the cost of living are proving to be huge problems for American voters.
Right. He's absolutely trying to tie himself to America 250. And in fact, a lot of people believe that he's trying to make it the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. He's trying to make it more about a celebration of him. With this specific event, he's looking to firm up support with one of the groups that have stuck with him as his popularity declines.
Yeah, Joe Rogan is involved in this, isn't he? He's going to commentate the fight on Sunday, or the fights on Sunday, and he's sort of saying he's distancing himself from it a little bit. I'm not thrilled about doing it. You know, some of his Tucker Carlson type staunch supporters at the time of the election have drifted away from him.
Absolutely. And again, the Iran war has a lot to do with it. Also, the ramifications of the Iran war, the price of gas, the price of food, inflation has gone up to record highs. So again, he's trying to firm up the support that he has, and also to build on the, I don't want to say build on the goodwill, but tie himself to the goodwill of the American 250th anniversary.
Yeah. Terry, though, for those who aren't going to be shored up by this or whatever, this is seen as another symbol of just his sort of personal excess, isn't it?
His personal excess, also the feeling that he can do what he wants to do, specifically when it comes to Washington. One of the pictures that was making the rounds on social media over the past 2 weeks is the picture of the construction of the Claw, the picture of the construction site, the pit, basically, that is now the former East Wing, where he wants to build the ballroom. Yeah. And then the meme is just like the White House covered in graffiti. But it's also about the way he wants to physically remake Washington, both with what he's done with the National Mall and the painting of the reflecting pools, his proposal to have a victory arch by Arlington Cemetery, which would obscure much of Arlington Cemetery from Washington. So it's basically about the way that, and don't forget the Kennedy Center.
His name has been, am I right in thinking his name has been removed from the Kennedy Center?
No, it has not. Physically on the Kennedy Center yesterday, he appealed the ruling. The Kennedy Center management earlier in the week told people to remove it from their stationery, but he's now suing to keep his name on
the
building.
This is because a federal judge has ruled that it cannot be the Trump and the Kennedy Center, that it is the Kennedy Center.
Correct, because it is a national monument that was set up by Congress to honor President Kennedy in the years after his assassination. So it would be basically an equivalent, even though it is a performing arts center, it would be if he renamed the Washington Monument the Trump Washington Monument.
Terry, lastly, I suppose, what can we expect this Sunday evening? What's going to take place on the lawn?
I mean, who knows? On the one hand,
I was thinking that might be your answer, in fairness to you.
It's like, on the one hand, yes, you're going to have a UFC fight. There's going to be a spectacle. You know, I guess the question is Trump going to insert himself into a fight? You know, whether it's a phony fight, whatever. How is he going to insert himself? Because, again, while this is incredibly violent, we know from the world of professional wrestling that there's sometimes scripting and themes that run through it. So your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, of course. It's a far cry from when Senator John McCain described UFC as human cockfighting. It's obviously come out of the cold under President Trump. Will you be watching? Will most of America watch this, whether they love or hate it?
I don't think most of America will watch it. I think most of America will look at it the next morning, and whatever they see on social media is what their takeaway is going to be.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Terry Sheridan, their Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.